Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo.
Yo.
How's everybody doing?
Never better. How about you?
I am great. My name is Laszlo. It's Slimfast Jeremy and Julia, or Julia's computer. I'm not sure, but it doesn't matter.
She'll be here.
Just me, right now.
Oh, there you go.
How are you, Julia?
I'm well.
Good.
How are you?
Good. Jeremy?
Good.
Good. Everybody's good. Everybody's
perfect.
Great.
All right. It's the Church of Laszlo, Las Vegas, Detroit, Kansas City. I know I still get a lot of texts from people in Dallas, Fort Worth, so... if you're listening, we appreciate it. Of course, Seattle, Coronado Island, the Dakotas checked in earlier, so we're good.
Is having different cities, because I've never done this before.
Sure.
I've never done this before. Like, they've never let us on in multiple places.
What?
I guess maybe they did once briefly.
What?
But I'm from Kansas City.
They did let us in multiple cities. This is the second time they've tried it.
Yeah, they tried it.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
They're like,
yeah,
okay, go home. But I was born and raised in Kansas City. You're born and raised in Detroit.
I was. Livonia, Michigan's favorite son.
So does that make Kansas City like my oldest? Because I can't choose a favorite. Detroit, Vegas, you know what I mean? Like, I can't choose
Kansas
a favorite.
Kansas City's your first, man.
So it's my oldest.
Yeah, it's your
that,
first.
That's how that is.
It's your first.
I got you.
Without them, there's no us.
Right. But
that's what I believe.
Of course, I agree. But then also, Vegas came along, saved us. Like,
yes,
really
Vegas
early on in the whole
us.
Deal. Like, oh my gosh. So then, of course.
That is true, Vegas. There were, like, ratings coming out, and people were like, this is not good. This is not good. And then all of a sudden, there's like 1 month, they're like, hey, Vegas loves you. And we were like, what?
What? Wait a second.
What?
Do you know who I am?
Are you serious?
I think you might have
been like, this
people.
Might work. And we were like, wow,
yeah.
This is great.
Suddenly people were calling.
And then Detroit is incredibly important to me.
Yes.
And I know it is to you, Julia. You grew up there and I grew up there. And, you know, we both moved away and have moved back several times. And
yeah.
It's just, you know, I want it to win there. And it's an honor to be on the air in Detroit. And in many ways, competing with people that I grew up listening to.
Right. Yeah, that's
you know what I mean?
Thing.
It's like, oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I told you the time.
And hating.
And hating. Right.
Well, I mean,
also,
I mean, that's the nicest way because, you know, like when you grow up and this is something that you want to do, whatever it is, whatever business that is, and it's something you want to do and you look up to the people who are doing it, you're like, if I could do it, I swear to God, I would do it better. Now, that's not necessarily true once you get into doing whatever it is you're doing and you realize how talented these people are. But you now, like, this is it. You're competing against those people you thought were crap for years, right?
Right.
Now it's like put up or shut up. And by the way, it's a little bit more shut up than it is put up right now. But we'll see, right?
I remember, and I'm sure you remember this too, we were probably, let's say 2005-ish, something like that. But it actually might have been later than that. Doesn't matter. The point is we'd been working together for around 5-6 years, something like that. And you and I were at a remote. We were out at a bar broadcasting live to do something.
Sure.
And a woman came up to me and I recognized her.
Okay.
She had been she'd done a radio show, a morning show when I was a kid that I listened to every day.
Sure.
I mean, we're talking like, you know, elementary school, junior high, and right. you know, my friends listened to it. It was a big deal. And I had like seen her briefly before, like, hi, how are you? I can't believe I'm in the same world. But she came out there, and I don't know that she came to see us. I think she happened to be there getting lunch or something. But she came up to me and said something along the lines of, well, you know, how are you? All that stuff. But then she said, well, you know, I listen to you just about every day, and I think you guys just sound great.
It's
you're
one of
really
those
funny.
Things,
I'm like,
sure.
what? Mm-hmm. Whoa, that is such a, and that never honestly
it
goes
never
away.
Goes away. No,
you know, anyone that you listened to when you were a kid, any of that. And I know some of them are gone. A lot of those people are gone now.
Right.
But there's still a lot of people on the.
You know,
air
one
that
of
you
those moments
about.
Where you get it. Like there was when I was growing up in Detroit, there was a station called 99 DTX. And it was like an alternative, really kind of cool station. There was this guy on it named Mike Halloran. And like I would, while I was supposed to be doing my homework, I would call in and try to, you know, try to tell jokes to get on the air, right? Fast forward 20 years later, I'm drinking beers with Mike Halloran in San Diego. Like,
right.
what a weird, you know what I mean? He's like, oh, man, I love what you guys do. And I'm like, you know, you don't want to tell him. Like, dude, I'm a little 13-year-old kid who'd be like, hi.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you something funny right now.
So nervous.
Right,
yes.
Yeah.
And remember,
like,
mine?
I bothered you every night, for, you know, call after call after call after call.
That,
you know?
That guy that I called all the time, suddenly, I hadn't, you know, he had left. I don't know where he went, whatever. And then one day, he was doing our traffic for us. He
was
calling to give us traffic updates. And I remember, like, oh, my gosh, this is a guy that I listened to all the time growing up, and now he's doing our traffic. I was very excited, but at the same
time. Well, that's my goal,
Lazo's
for Doug
like,
Podell to do traffic for us. That's my goal.
You said, like, basically, this is what happens, dude. This is what happens. Like,
what
this
happens.
Is the industry you
We
entered.
Will be doing traffic for someone very shortly,
if we're
I
lucky.
Promise.
If we're lucky, yes.
Yes.
And also, I was very defensive. Do you remember that?
I will do international traffic for Joe Rogan starting tomorrow.
Yes, please. Live, weather updates, whatever you want. But do you remember how defensive I would get when you moved to Kansas City and you talk about other people that were on the air? I was like, don't make fun of that person.
Right.
You're like, it's horrible. And I'm like, but that's, you know, that person's an icon. She's been doing this a long time. You're like, Slim Fast. You listened to her when you were a kid. I was like, okay,
yeah.
I don't
a
know.
A lot of it's bad, but you know what? There are going to be people who come up after us and be like, man, I can't believe that show is on the air for 20 years.
Well, I'm one of those people sitting here for sure, for sure. So, yes, Vegas. Thank you so much. Detroit felt like this thing that was meant to
happen.
Be for so long,
yep.
and it just never happened. And you're from there. Julie's from there. I've been there. I'm not from there, but I'm honored to be on in Detroit because, you know, as a car guy and everything else, like Detroit is like, it's Detroit. That is humbling as hell.
Right.
And most importantly, you follow Legends Strip Club on Instagram.
I do follow them.
I do.
Yes.
I do.
At your advice, by the way. But yes,
there's calamari.
But now it comes up all the time, and I'm like, I got to get there.
Me too.
I know. Those girls are so
come to town, boys.
Yes.
It's
yes,
always
yes,
late
yes.
at night, though, and I've had a few, because I'm about to text you and go, where are we going to go? And just like, we should do something from there. And
right. When can we broadcast from Legend Strip Club in Detroit? That's
I think
it, right?
People still like that.
What do they call that? Bachelor party. With Spearmint Rhino. Do you remember that? With our big boss was one of the five people there.
Yeah, I remember.
And I remember him just putting money out on the table. And looking around and going, yeah, I don't know what kind of girls you're into, so just give it to whoever.
Yeah.
And I was like,
cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I've probably spent enough money at Cheetah's in Vegas over the years to pay a few months' rent.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I called there one time, slightly intoxicated, allegedly. I called into Nick Wright's old morning show in Houston.
Right.
They paid me the phone, and I'm like, how? I've spent a lot of time at that place. A lot. Like, hey, we're coming to Vegas. We're going to do all these things. I'm like, I'll be here.
Yep.
If you need me, I'll be here.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm great, man.
Are you done with your holiday shopping?
No, I'm not. But I'm getting there. Like, I do the trickle-in Amazon thing a lot. Like, I'm just scrolling through it for stuff for the boys. And then I'm like, oh, I'll buy that. Oh, I'll buy that. I'll buy that. I'll buy that. And then they just slowly start to come in. But I don't have that big present for either one of them.
For the boys, yeah, because last year
I was like, man, I got to get a PlayStation 5 and I got to get an Xbox, you know, the new one. And that was like the goal. So you had that like, all right, I got to get these. And I ended up getting them. But this year I'm like, there's nothing huge out there, you know?
You
like,
have ideas? I know you had one idea for your oldest. Okay.
Yeah.
Is that basically it?
Yeah, and then what do you get the youngest if you get the biggest one then?
Oh, well, that's a tough call.
Right.
Especially, like, if you're able to get some sort of a really good deal on a gift for someone, and then, you know, you're like, well, but they don't know that I got a good deal on a gift, and so I got to get the other person something equal. Because usually, I'm guessing your kids are tough, and then your significant other is the tough one. And you don't want to wait till last minute for that one. I used to be real bad about that when I was younger. Like, it's Christmas Eve. I was like, I'll run to the store. And it's like, they're closed. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't get my girlfriend anything. But I feel like I've gotten better. But this year, no idea. The only good thing I got going for me is that my girlfriend loses a lot of stuff. She misplaces things.
Ooh,
like,
I do that,
I don't
too.
Know what I did with it. I lost it. So she constantly pulls out a Bluetooth speaker and listens. I've probably bought her 10 of them over the last 5 years we've been together. But I know that she left another one in the rental car. And it's gone. And so, because I came home yesterday, she's got headphones. And I was like, well, there, mark that down.
Right, yeah.
Right. Even if it's the same thing. But then last year, my big thing for her was a hoverboard. She already had a hoverboard. But I thought, well, maybe I'll get her a newer, cooler one since she loves it so much. She doesn't use the new one.
Right.
She just uses the old one. It's like, you can't keep doing the same gift just because that was a hit. You're going to have to find a new hit.
Yeah.
But they can't be hits every year. You could go weird, though. You know, there's the weird stuff. I saw a thing on... What was it, Huffington Post? I think I have it here. Yeah, Huffington Post. It's weird Christmas gifts that... So this is fun. It's unique without being lazy, but it's not necessarily expensive. Some of the stuff I don't think is a gift, like bacon-scented wrapping paper. You don't need wrapping paper as a gift. But what about the toilet snake? Have you seen these? I thought that might be a good gift for your boys.
Yeah.
I think your kids would like that to at least use once and try and scare you. It is a little foam snake, and when you open the lid of the toilet, this thing... pops out, so there's a snake in your toilet.
Yeah. I thought it had something to do with plumbing.
Yeah, it like sounded snake, like that.
Yeah, you can always get... I feel like in the last few years, there's been a lot of Instagram ads for the different types of art, whether it's like, take your dog's picture and put it on a pendant, or take your dog's picture and make it look like it was painted by an artist.
Somebody did that for me for my birthday. They put their heads on, like, royalty.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about. I've seen those ads for sure. Yep. My girlfriend's sister last year or year before got us the fake painting of the dog. Take a picture. Make it look good. I really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's really cool.
It's a good gift.
But I see a lot of that art stuff still up. Now, I guess the big thing this year is that you can get art that looks like it's Japanese art, and you send them pictures of your cat or something. They make it look like anime. I don't know anything about anime, so... All this stuff that's like personalized, the bacon-scented wrapping paper, you can get personalized wrapping paper with their faces on it. That's not a good Christmas gift, though.
No.
That's already over. I've seen several versions of the Bernie sitting in the chair with his arms crossed. There's Christmas ornaments. There's toys.
Right.
Doesn't that feel like that ship has kind of sailed a little bit?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I mean, if they're big Bernie fans, but... Yeah, I don't know what the big gift is this year, right?
I don't either. I saw a koozie.
Do you know what your boyfriend wants, Julia?
Well, I had what I thought was a really good idea, but I realized there's no sneaky way for me to pull this off. Because he really wants to get his other sleeve done. And I was like, I'll set that appointment up for him. Because I know who his artist is that he hasn't gone to in a while. And I feel like having that set up will be good. So I emailed the artist. And I'm like, hey, he's going to want pretty much same style on his other arms. Just black ink, whatever.
Right.
And
with
I'm like,
country artist names on it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. But I'm like, can...
Trucks down.
I'm just trying to help him. The guy does more. He's in the country. So I'm like, you know, he
doesn't
probably
mean
like
he loves country.
I know, but I'm trying to help.
Sure. And then I was like, he actually wants like a Michigan like sleeve.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And I'm like, can you give me a quote on it? He's like, well, not without talking to him. I'm like, yeah, I understand that. So I'm like, all right, so I have to tell him and then...
Well, you could trick him.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to overbid this.
Yeah, and he's like, my books aren't open until April, and I'm like...
Just give an open-ended, you put it on my tab, I'll pay for it, whatever it is.
Yeah. Whatever
well, his
it is,
birthday's
I got it.
Also in March, so I'm like, I'll just save it for that, book the appointment.
Is there
but
any
now
way?
I'm trying to figure out something else for Christmas.
That's when you go old school, like, coupon book. Like, you make the coupon book, and that's the gift.
So
you have the ability, he can pick
I'm
whichever one he wants.
One picture of me in a bikini on the hood of your car.
Right, exactly. Sure. That counts as a gift.
On the SUV.
I don't know if he would believe you if there's a way to pull this off. I feel like you're probably a pretty good actor, Julie. Is there any way that you could have him open this gift? And I don't know what it says on it. Maybe it's a picture of a tattoo. But somehow you managed to convince him that you have been taking drawing lessons and that... the tattoo artist is going to allow you to come in and finish the other sleeve. He'll be there to watch, but you're going to do it for him. And so you're going to get this whole sleeve. So not only do you get what you want, it'll be like a piece of us. Do you think you could convince him that that's something you'd actually thought about doing?
With my tremors?
Right. That's what I was going to say. With a shaky
forget
hand,
about the
you
tremors.
Think somebody's going to let me use a tattoo gun?
That is true love if he goes for it.
Don't the tremors go away if you have a couple drinks? Or
no, I mean, better. Sometimes, but like, it's not always a yes.
All right, well, let me see if there's anything else.
Either a shaky tattoo or a drunk tattoo.
Right.
Which one do you want, honey?
Or a shaky drunk tattoo because
even
they don't
better.
Always go away.
Well, let's see. You can get poops.
And I can't even draw.
Poop soap on a rope. That's something on here. Oh, here you go. Sexy Christmas costume. Some girls will buy lingerie for their boyfriends. That I don't know.
No. What am I supposed to dress up like? A snowman?
Well, it doesn't have to be Christmas. So you
sexy
just be like,
Christmas
look at all this lingerie
tree.
I bought. I'll put it on whenever you want.
Right.
But then that's objectifying women a little bit, I think.
Like a slutty reindeer?
Well, yeah. You know what? Now I was immediately like, man. Because Slim's idea, I was like, no. But then I was like, yeah.
Slutty reindeer.
If you come down on Christmas morning as a slutty reindeer, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, we got at least another year in us.
Sorry, I'm trying to spell rain. Sweat costume.
The Church of Laszlo.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Yo!
Yo!
Everything good?
Never better.
Right.
You ready to do this?
Yes.
Okay. So, boomers. That's the group between whatever age and whatever age. Man, yes. People are obsessed with generations. I know they always have been, but it feels like within the last couple of years, every day I see multiple things about boomers, Gen Z, Gen X. Well, the latest thing is trends that boomers started that really need to go extinct, but they haven't yet.
Okay.
They've held on because they're just so ingrained in our societal beliefs, at least in this country. So these are the things that people say they got to go, and they should have already been gone, but they're still here. Number one. The customer is always right excuse.
Yeah.
Like not allowing employees to adequately defend themselves.
Sure.
They say the customer is the customer. The service you get is a privilege, not a right. And you can be denied service.
Sure.
For, you know,
I'm
most things.
Yeah.
I agree. But a lot of people don't. It's bizarre when you see that those videos or whatever it is, even if you're just having a conversation with someone and they're telling you a story about something that happened a couple of days before. You're like, so I told them. I mean, can you believe they talked to me like that?
Right.
I told them. Well, you know what? It's like, I'm pretty sure they could tell you to F off. You know what I mean?
Right. I'm totally fine with that.
Now, you could say, well, their manager's going to be mad. Well,
yeah, maybe they are. Maybe the manager fires them. It's fine.
I don't know. But it's certainly
I feel the same way at sporting events.
Yeah.
But if you're just screaming at a coach or a player, which I do, I love to heckle. But if they just turn around and yell at you back, you could. I have seen people in stands yell at players and coaches, and then that coach or player turns around and yells at them back.
Yes.
And says something like, you know, whatever it is, makes fun of how much money, how much less money they make than them, or whatever the case may be, or how unathletic they are, or look at yourself, you fat bastard, right? And they're shocked, like, I can't believe you would talk to me like that. Like, what are you doing?
You were yelling.
If you're going to throw it out there, then it's out there. So if you're going to walk into the gap and just be a bitch, then you may get something back. Right?
Jim Kelly yelled at me and said, sit your ass down and shut up. And we were like, oh, of course, I was a kid. But, you know, the workhorse mentality where they want, you know, that they expect, I guess, out of employees, which I see people. I just saw last night there was a thing that made it to the front page of Reddit where they had taken a screenshot of either a tweet or someone's Facebook and said, you know, I hear these kids complaining about working 40 hours. I just worked 133 hours in 2 weeks, whatever, and I don't get paid any overtime. Ha, ha, ha. And the responses were, sounds like you're being overworked and underpaid.
Yes, exactly.
Instead of being angry about it, you're angry at other people who say you should get paid. But that is a huge part of the take pride in overworking. Now, I do think there's a line, though. I think there's you should take some pride in going the extra mile in certain instances.
Sure.
I don't want that to overcorrect itself to the point of like, I only want to work 27 days a year.
I'm only doing exactly. I mean, it's very linear.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to live in a world where you tell me these 17 things to do and these are the only 17 things I will ever do, even though 18 and 19 are staring me in the face. And if I don't do 18 and 19, none of this will work. Still do 18 and 19. Like, just
yes.
do it. The
yes.
other thing is, though, you know, I feel like the boomers, you know, they had companies that wouldn't just fire you.
No, yeah.
They
loyalty.
Had companies that were loyal to you, and they had companies that, you know, to this day are still paying a pension.
Crazy.
Right? And, you know, those weren't just union jobs. They were still, they, you know, companies would give you a pension. And we don't have that now.
Nope.
So to me, on the back end of that is if there's not, I mean, there may be a personal loyalty between you and the CEO of your company, and you have that back and forth, that's good, but if there's no company loyalty, then why should there be employee loyalty?
Exactly.
Like, it became from something like, we're going to take, you work for us now, bust your ass. Look, we know you're not going to get credit for everything that you do. Here's the 17 things that you do. But some days, you're going to do all the way to 25. And that sucks, man. But that's what makes this company work. And for that, when you retire, we're going to throw some money your way so you can have cable.
Right.
All right. Well, cool. I'm in. Let's do that. But as soon as all that went away, then, well, what? You know, I don't have any. What's my loyalty to you?
I mean, let's be honest. And maybe I'm wrong here, but don't you feel like those companies, you hear those stories, they used to be loyal. They used to have to pay pensions, all those things. And that they actually took pride in their employees being happy to work there. And
right.
all that. Don't you think some of that, though, is because if it wasn't a union job, like you said, it didn't have to be union. Wasn't it because they were saying, look, you don't have to be union to do this. I don't
well,
mean, you know,
maybe,
but then when
degree.
It was like, yeah, they're all
whatever
their
motive was, you know, my father, until he passed away, got a pension.
Right.
You know, like, okay.
And now I just think, like, police get pensions.
Right.
If you're in a union, you might get a pension.
Very few.
But that's about it. I mean, everything else is just like, good luck. See you later. Social Security, get some of that.
Yep.
Yeah, they say your job doesn't need to be life if you're getting paid a mediocre wage and that your sanity should be worth more than your work. So just, you know, bragging about the fact that you're overworked is a weird thing that needs to go away.
Right.
And I don't know if that's just boomers. It's certainly been passed down, I think, to a certain extent. Racism. You know, this is one that we could really... Can we work on that? They say it's on the surface, covered by jokes, innuendos, bad stories, etc. If you point it out or try to educate a boomer, they flip out. It's not that hard. Just do better. That sounds exactly like something Laz would say. It's not that hard. Just do better.
Yes.
The racist. Look, you know, if you're being racist, you know, if you're saying something racist, you can say that it was a joke or whatever else. Intent. I still believe intent matters.
I do.
But I still hear a lot of bad intent. And it's you know, disguised as, oh, no, just trying to be funny. Come on. Let's be over with this. The next one is being completely ignorant when it comes to technology. This person said that their father refuses to even get Wi-Fi and any kind of computer at home, because that's how they get you. Says he has to do all of his personal online shopping, and anything that needs to be done online, he has to do it for him. It's really annoying because he won't educate himself on the basics. Now, I get what you're saying. If your dad or your grandma or whatever is like a conspiracy theorist and says, I'm not going to do this, they're going to follow me, then you maybe have a right to be angry. But I do think we should give some leeway to our parents and to our grandparents when they say, wait a second, what do you mean Wi-Fi calling? Don't get frustrated with them, because we're going to be there.
We are there.
I'm getting there now.
We're
right.
already
yes.
there.
And we're
right.
going to really be there soon. And when you get there, hopefully, you know, you'll want to be treated the way that you treated the people in your past. So look, it's confusing. I mean, when programming a VCR was the toughest thing in the world, a lot of parents needed help.
Yeah.
And now it's gotten even more confusing. So I can only imagine what it's going to be like for us when things change so constantly. Sometimes you have those conversations with the non-tech person in your family, and you're trying to explain, and you realize, I'm starting at a place of like basic understanding, which they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You're saying, go to the guide. What? I don't know what that means. Go to the guide. Go to the guide on what? It's tough. And so just be nice to people. Politics. They say boomers' politics serve no one but the very wealthy. I don't know why they constantly vote against their own best interests out of spite. Look, that's not all boomers, but I get it. I mean, you start looking at the polling, it's not great.
It's young people, too.
Yes. It's probably a small issue compared to some of the others on here, but people of older generations really wish they would just stop randomly showing up to visit without checking if it's okay first. It takes no time at all to send a message or call in advance. I do not have this issue. My mom does not show up at my house, but I know people who say this happens to them.
She shows up at mine all the time.
Liza, when you were a kid...
It's been a while. I've missed that.
When you were a kid, do you remember people just coming over? It's that Sebastian Maniscalco. How do you say his name?
Yeah.
I love that guy. But he's got
people
whole
used
bit.
To knock.
Yeah, they would come over and be like, there's company. And now it's, hide, turn off the lights. There's nobody home. But I don't have anybody that knocks on my door. My mom never shows up. She's showed up at my house maybe once in 10 years. You? I mean, Jeremy, you live a long way away, so they would call you.
Yeah, they don't show up.
And Lazo, you've basically lived a long way away from your parents for a long time, so they would never show up. Does anyone else ever show up?
There's been some ex-girlfriends that have shown up out of the blue.
Well, that's a whole different bag of
trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A whole different bag of
closeness. Well, I told you I had a coworker.
I'm such a weak man.
So what? You just say, come on.
Yeah.
Of course.
Door's always open.
You
come
like
in.
This is the most insane thing, but okay.
Come on in. And then meanwhile, there's someone already in the house. Like, listen, I think we need to get out of here. Let's go out the back door. I'll be right around to get the car.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Oh, we got a doom scroll coming up, right?
Yeah, we're going to doom scroll.
No, I'm still looking for Christmas.
What,
gifts.
Jeremy?
You and your low.
Laszlo, I've got so many more gift ideas for you.
Well, I'm on the Segway store now.
How about a koozie, like a beer koozie, that also has a built-in fishing reel? Huh?
For children?
Who am I going to get that for? My oldest?
For me. No, okay. You're looking for something for your kids? I got something. You ready? Because I know what you talked about getting your oldest. Did you already see the ad for this on Amazon? I don't know if your kid would think that's cool or not.
What is it?
Pretty cool. It is a flying Ring doorbell. Like, it says Ring on it. I guess it's the Ring brand. Introducing Ring Always Home Camera. This thing pops up out of its base, and then you can, I guess it's like a drone, and you can move it around the house and look at stuff. That would be really cool for a kid, right?
Get him a dog.
There you go, dog.
Get him
a
dog.
Get him a puppy.
That's it.
That's always good.
Get him the dog. And if you're not getting him a dog, sorry.
Oh, Ring doorbell.
If you don't get him a dog.
Not a dog, Ring doorbell.
Why would my kid want it sometimes? Why would he be like, Dad?
To spy. It's like spy tech. You know, you can see what's going on. You could just get a regular drone with the thing, but I bet this one actually works. It flies around the house so you can see what people are doing.
Or
he could talk to you. All right, if you don't get him an actual puppy, though, you could get him a really good robot puppy. Those are
funny,
too.
No, real puppy.
Get him a puppy.
Lazo doesn't have a fence. I'm just worried that...
Well, and get him a fence.
Yeah.
Get the older one the puppy and the younger one the fence.
There you go.
Just get him the hidden fence.
Yeah.
He'll be fine. You just got to get a lab. You know, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I would say...
I'm looking at Segways right now.
What doesn't run away? What kind of Segways?
I was just looking at this
the
puppy.
The sit-down ones?
I was just looking at this really cute puppy for adoption today, and his name is Spaghetti, and I really want him.
Ooh.
Spaghetti's a good name.
It is a good name.
Lazo, I always wanted one of these, but I'm sure you've already looked at these. I mean, they're not all this expensive, but the Segways are the little knee thing where you, like, lean into it. Have you seen those?
Mm-hmm.
I want to get one of those for Brooks because she loves her hoverboard so much, but I think they're mainly for smaller people, like kids, you know, teenagers.
Smaller people.
Yeah, I think they're, like, for kids and young adults. Whoa, you know what? What about the one wheel? Those things are still popular. I saw a bunch of them in Florida.
I'm looking around.
They're really popular. Do you know what I'm talking about? The one wheel?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a skateboard.
It's like a skateboard
just
with
one big wheel.
Electric wheel.
Yeah.
I see those still. I kind of thought that might be a fad, but I still see those a lot, and your kids would be at the perfect age for that. But are those like thousands of dollars? How much are those? I feel like either one of your kids would love one of
all
those.
All right,
things.
I'm looking. Puppy it is.
Puppy it is. Those are free.
Yeah.
Those are free.
The Church of Laszlo.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.